First there's Marcia with her eyes a sparkling blue. Then there's Jen, the middle one who's really groovy.
And we have with us right now TV's Marcia Brady, Maureen McCormack. Better late than never, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
We did hours and hours of production here. We have 5,000 things to play, but only about 5 minutes to do it, so it's not going to work too well. But great new CD you have called When You Get a Little Lonely. Tell us a little bit about how you evolved from television into a recording career.
Well, I'll tell you, music has really always been my first love. And after the show had ended, some people heard me singing, and I was offered a country recording contract, but at the time I really wanted to go back to school and to date and do all that good stuff. And at one point, Dick Clark had approached me and said, you know, Maureen, music is really what I think you should be doing. So it's kind of interesting how things come back around in your life. But I was approached again about a year and a half ago, and I said, yeah, and the timing just felt really right.
Now, you actually, a lot of people don't know this, and I'm having trouble picturing this, but you actually replaced Rosie O'Donnell as Rizzo in Grease.
That's right.
It must have been kind of a departure from your usual, the people look at you as the goody-goody from Brady Bunch, you know?
Sure.
Rizzo's kind of a tough
character.
It was
a great role to be able to do, because obviously, you know, that's what you want to do, is different things and things that can stretch you and where you can play different characters. And playing Rizzo on Broadway was a real dream come true for me. I've always wanted to do a Broadway play, and Rosie's just wonderful. In fact, she recommended me for the role of Rizzo. And it was great. I was there doing the play for about 4 months on Broadway, and then I came back and finished up my album, When You Get a Little Lonely.
Yeah, so we're going to play a cut from that as we leave the interview today, but I don't want to interrupt it at this point. Tell us a little bit about you growing up. You started singing at the age of 4 and did a lot of commercials. How did you land on the Brady Bunch?
I went on an interview one day, and they liked me. I got a call back, and I think there were actually quite a few callbacks. Kind of hard. It's so long ago now, but they eventually ended up screen testing us, and we got the call that I had gotten the job.
And of course, the rest is history, and Marcia is one of the most popular characters in the history of television, and I'm sure people still come up to you all the time and call you Marcia rather than Maureen.
Well, I'll tell you, wherever I go, you know, people are really fond of the show, and that's a really nice thing.
Did you ever feel kind of like pinned into the Marcia Brady label, though, and or did you always feel that you still were Maureen McCormack and this is what I do?
Well, I've always felt, you know, obviously that's who I am. You know, I think obviously there's some people out there that, you know, that have a hard time seeing you any other way. But, you know, the more you do other stuff and move on, then, you know, that just become something, of course, that you'll always be remembered for, which is a great thing.
It is a nice thing, but some people do get pinned into roles, and it's tough for them to fight the stereotypical image. It sounds like you're doing a good job doing that, and you've established your own career at this point, aside from Marcia.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just moving on and really excited about the future, and just really excited about doing new things, and very excited about my album and the singing career. I just did a concert with Hal Ketchum in San Diego, and I've got another one coming up this weekend with Doug Supernaw. And I was just down in Nashville for Fanfare, which is the most amazing thing. It's wonderful. And got to meet some of my idols. I spent some time with Billy Dean and Trisha Yearwood and Linda Davis, and they were just all so sweet in welcoming me into the family of country music. And Trish and I really hit it off. She's great. Sweet lady.
Talking about sweet, you have some great people writing for you on the CD. Pam Tillis, Nicolette Larson, Wendy Wallman. Some of the songs you've done are some big songs. One of them I was surprised at, Oh Boy, a rendition of an old song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was kind of a fun song to do.
Yeah. I feel very, very lucky. We went down to Nashville and we picked out all the songs. And like you said, we've really got some of the greatest writers in the industry, and also the musicians on the album are just incredible. We've got Albert Lee, who actually is on the road right now with Emmylou Harris, Dan Dugmore, Craig Cramp, Barry Beckett, just, you know, the best. So it's very exciting.
Now, I want to ask you another about something else in your life, and that's your job as a spokesperson for Upjohn Educational Grant Seminars. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a great program. I've been doing it for the last couple years, and we try to educate the people out there. There's a real high rate of unintended pregnancy in the United States, and hopefully through this program and through education, those numbers can come down, and people can learn about all the different types of birth control that are out there, make the right choice for them, and also make sure that they're protected against sexually transmitted diseases.
It's nice to know that you have settled down. You live in L.A. with your husband, and you have a young daughter.
That's right. I've got a little girl named Natalie, who is the greatest thing in my life. Yeah, she's. I feel so lucky.
Well,
I really do.
We have run out of time. I wish we had a lot more time, Maureen, to talk to you. But the album is called When You Get a Little Lonely. It's put out on the Phantom Hill label, and it's available in the record stores right now. And get on and check it out, and we're going to play a little bit of it right now as we go out of the interview.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maureen, for joining us today. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking to, talk about Penthouse Pets. Penthouse Pets, Stacey Moran and Heidi Lynn, and the members of the band called Sex Monks. Stay tuned after the news for Radio A La Carte, your chance to win some great prizes.
We've been up and down like a carnival ride. Questioned our love through the hard times and tears. When we're holding our daughter, doesn't matter. Look in those angel eyes. She makes a storm. I know together we must have done something.